This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz, done at this time every Monday. My name's Carl, and I get to ask the people in this room if the headlines I'm reading to them are real or fake. The last 2 weeks, Ethan Bright has won.
And 4-3, Pete.
And he did a great job with the music Friday, even though it wasn't quite, you know, country music's not my favorite, but it could have been worse.
Sue Thomas loved it. She gave Ethan mucho problem.
I know.
So, Ethan, go for the three-peat. Now, we're not going to be doing this next week because there will be people that are not here. So, get ready. Kim is here. Ethan is there. I'm getting ready to write everything down.
All right.
All right, Ethan, since you won last week,
let's go.
You get to go first. Let's begin with what we've been talking about all morning: daylight saving time. Real or fake? Daylight saving time starts at 2 o'clock because farmers didn't want to disrupt their church goings. Real or fake?
I'm gonna say fake.
Mark Cox.
I agree. Fake.
I'll say fake.
It's fake. You know why? Do we know why it starts at 2 o'clock in the morning? Any guesses, anyone?
So that people leave the bars earlier who have been there too long?
No. It's because those were when this started in 1917, those were the times with the least amount of train traffic, railroad traffic.
Hmm.
And they didn't want to screw all that because they go across the country. Mark Cox, sticking with daylight saving time. Real or fake? Daylight saving time started as a joke that Benjamin Franklin wrote in an essay to France. Real or fake?
I'm going to go with real, Carl.
Kim St. Ange.
I think that's real, too.
Ethan?
I was going to go real, so I'll stick with it.
It's real. He wrote it down as a joke. You guys have heard all these.
No, I have not. That just sounds like
something that Benjamin Franklin would do.
Sounds like something you'd have a hard time making up.
I know, right?
A lot of stuff that starts as a joke, and then somehow it catches on, and it's
all
a thing.
Right.
And finally, for the daylight saving time, Kim St. Ange, real or fake, China was the first country to start daylight saving time. Real or fake?
I will say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go real.
It's fake.
Ah!
It's Germany.
The Germans are so precise.
Yes.
I don't think they have more than one time zone, do they, in Germany? What the hell?
No, that's actually Russia only has one time zone. Did you know that? I should have saved that one. Damn.
I wouldn't have known that.
I wouldn't either.
Russia only has one time zone. Ethan Bright, real or fake? Due to a clerical error at a Nebraska hospital, Caroline Kilburn's real name is Unakite 13 Hotel. Real or fake?
Sure, let's go real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go real.
Kim Sainash.
I'll say real. I don't feel like you'd make that up.
Yeah.
Unikite 13 Hotel. They just put that in as a placeholder. And then there was a custody issue. And so that's the kid's real name. Dad's trying to get it changed. But there's some issues with the mom, and she won't sign it over.
She likes that name. It flows.
When did this happen?
Recently.
Oh.
The kid is older now, but mom had some drug problems.
Oh,
and
okay.
So dad has custody. Dad didn't even know that this kid was his until it was born.
Oh, my.
The
this
child
is like
was
an
born,
episode of Mari.
Yeah. No kidding.
Mark Cox, this is you. Real or fake? 4% of YouTube videos have never been seen a single time. Real or fake?
I think it's higher than that. I'll go with fake.
Kim Sainash.
Well, the person who posted it has at least watched it, so it would have at least one view, so I'll say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It's real. You have all these people putting up videos, they never watch them.
Huh.
In fact, the majority of YouTube videos get less than 500 views. The majority of them. Kim Sainange, real or fake? Portuguese soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo has zero tattoos. Real or fake?
I feel like he would have them, but I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go fake just to be the opposite of those two.
It's real. He loves to donate blood, and since he travels all over the world, some countries don't let you...
I was trying to picture him.
Do.
I was too.
He has zero tattoos. He loves donating blood, and that's why. Yay for Cristiano Ronaldo. Ethan Bright.
Get my butt kicked.
Real or fake? The first 911 emergency line started in Haleyville, Alabama. Real or fake?
Sure, fake. Or real. Real.
I'm like, sure? Which one are you going with?
Real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go with real on that.
I'll say real.
It is real. Damn it. You guys are good.
I'm down two. What are you talking about?
I mean, these two are tied.
Oh, I know.
Real or fake, Kim Sainange? The tofu industry is trying to get in on competitive eating. One state rep in New Jersey standing in its way. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
Just so you can end it, Carl, I'll say fake.
Mark Cox.
I'll say real.
And for the third week in a row, Ethan Bright. That story's fake. I made it up.
Okay. Now, congratulations. Is it going to be heavy death metal this time on Friday?
I don't know.
All right. We'll try to influence him between now and then. Don't worry.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.